Hey, we're having a Beatle blast, having a Beatle blast. C-H-U-M, 10-5-0. C-H-U-M, 10-5-0. C-H-U-M, C-H-U-M.
Live from the Beatles' Abbey Road studios in London.
Give us a kiss.
Look, mister, we pay for our seats too, you know. I travel on this train regularly, twice a week.
Knock it off, Paul. You can't win with his sword. After all, it's his train, isn't it, mister?
And don't take that tone with me, young man. I fought the war for your sword.
I bet you saw you won.
It's the Chum Morning Show with Bob, Sam, and Robbie.
Great movie, wasn't it? Yeah,
excellent movie.
It's 7:38. We're live from number 2 studio at Abbey Road, and we should describe it again, because we did this earlier, and it's made of brick, and it's been painted white over the years, and it's pretty well the way it was back in the 60s with the parquet flooring, and it's pretty dirty floor and everything. They haven't done much to it. They're talking about bringing it back to life and putting a new control room. Behind us, 20 steps up to the control room, above us, and on the wall, they put up pictures of the Beatles at different phases of their careers. And one of our winners was telling me, and I'd forgotten the story, but if you look closely at the George Harrison picture on the side here, these pictures were taken in 1962, right after they had moved Pete Best out of the band and Ringo in. And if you notice, George Harrison has got a black eye.
He does.
Because one of the Beatle fans, one of the Pete Best fans, popped him one.
Oh,
and
right.
Most of the photographs you'll see in magazines or books of that era are taken from the other side, so you don't see the black eye.
You know, Abbey Road reminds me a little bit of a church basement. It has a damp, sort of musty smell to it.
No, that's
be
wrong.
One of the
no,
things.
No.
Yeah, that is true. You smell a lot like Abbey Road, Rob. But it does. It smells. The wood is damp. It has a damp sort of a smell.
I think you're smelling history there.
Yeah, it's neat. I'll take it home with me, Bob.
I'll bottle it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we had a chance to talk to George Martin, and one of the other clips I wanted to play from you, the interview, was the Beatles, as you heard, looked upon George Martin as sort of a big brother, and he taught them an awful lot about recording. In fact, he said to me that before the Beatles came to him, they were not a very good band. And even though they got a number one album now in Britain with Live at the BBC, one would think that they were pretty good. But they got good once they started recording because they had not heard themselves before. And he said they were such quick studies when they got into a studio. Once they started listening to their music, they could appreciate how to improve themselves. But I asked him, I thought it'd be interesting to find out what the Beatles taught him.
They taught me not to accept the obvious, Well, I was always pretty adventurous, but they taught me not to worry about being too conventional. I mean, when we did Day in the Life, I was a little bit concerned about it. I thought,
in what way?
Well, it was pretty far out. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know it now, 30
yes,
years later.
Yes, of course.
But it was pretty far out for the time, and I thought, not that I didn't love it. I thought it was absolutely fantastic. But what I was concerned about was whether we were going to be going too far ahead of the public, whether we'd be taking them into an area which they weren't ready for, and whether we would be dubbed pretentious and pompous and, you know, and not real. Mm-hmm. That was what I was worried about.
We've always wondered about the last chord, and there's a wonderful story about how that was created. Now, the last chord on Day in the Life was actually recorded weeks after the original recording.
Oh, sure. Yeah, well, it had to end somehow, you know, mm-hmm. and it didn't have a good ending. And my first idea was to have a kind of mantra sound of, I wanted, you know, masses of monks. And we tried to get it by overdubbing voices, but it was absolutely pathetic. It was terrible. And if you hear those tapes, you'd laugh. And then I had the idea of using a big piano sound. And so what we did was we had three people on a piano. We used different pianos and different times and overdubbed. We had about four different pianos with three people playing them, so that, you know, you take the bottom end, I'll take the middle, you take the top.
So you were just recreating one large chord.
Yeah. And get ready. One, two, three, and then you go. And you had to be right on the nose. So you use the count in for each overdub. Well, now, but that wasn't the secret. The secret was heavily, very, very heavily compressed, but also manually compressed as well as artificially compressed, so that Jeff Emmerich would have the faders at the bottom of the scale, but all the amps turned well up.
Yeah.
So that when the initial percussion of the note hit, he was way down, and gradually, and everybody kept terribly, terribly quiet, during the dial away, he gradually raised the faders right up, right up, right up, until if you'd had a pin dropping, it would have sounded like a bomb. you know, until you could hear all the air conditioning in the studio pumping away.
I've heard that. I haven't actually heard the air conditioning, but can you hear it on the CD?
Well, yeah, I guess you can. So the effect was to make that sustain forever. Well, we cut it off after 47 seconds, I think.
conditioning. Oh, yeah.
All Oldies 1050 Chum with A Day in the Life, The Beatles. It was great meeting George Martin, and I have one other clip I want to play for you from George Martin in just a moment. Anyway, we're live from Abbey Road Studio Number 2 in London, England. It's McGee in the Morning at 7:47.
On December 14th, Rogers Cable Systems is tumbling a few numbers for you. We're moving some channels to make room for 7 brand new, exciting Canadian networks. They officially launch in early 1995, but until then, you'll be able to preview highlights of them on their new channels. We've tried to keep the changes to a minimum, and to ease the transition and ensure that you will easily find your favorite channels, we've mailed you handy new channel stickers to apply right on your TV remotes. Rogers Cable Systems. You'll see more new networks from us.
The Chum Morning Show, live from Abbey Road Studios in London, is brought to you by Canadian Airlines International. Canadian has daily non-stop flights from Toronto to London Heathrow. And by MasterCard Traveler's Checks from Bank of Montreal. MasterCard Traveler's Checks. Enjoy unsurpassed acceptance and replacement service worldwide. While in London, guests of the Chum Morning Show are staying at the beautiful Holiday Inn King's Cross and Holiday Inn Mayfair. Stay with someone you know. Holiday Inn.
My name's Jack Holiday. I make a good cop, but I make an even better sandwich. I'd been on Frankie Malone's trail for months, and the chief was breathing down my neck hard.
Hiya, Jack.
Joe.
Heck of a night out there, huh?
Yep, good to be home.
See ya.
I flipped on some music and headed straight for the kitchen. I hadn't eaten all day, and all I could think about was Polish ham on soft potato bread with a cold slap of Miracle Whip salad dressing. The jar was empty. I went for the mayo, but my gut said Bland City, so I borrowed some from the dark-haired, blue-eyed beauty next door.
Hi, Jack.
Sorry to bother you, Annie, but I've run out of Miracle Whip.
Jack, what am I gonna do with you? Here you go.
Thanks, Annie.
Anytime.
My instincts were right. With a third less fat than mayo and a tangy zip, nothing makes a sandwich like Miracle Whip. Yeah, Miracle Whip made my sandwich nice and sassy. Kinda like Annie. But that's a whole other story.
They're asleep.
Finally.
You still setting up the computer?
Yeah, I'm just going to load a CD. Kids are going to love this.
Need help?
Sure.
Loading CD-ROM into Windows.
Contrary to conventional wisdom.
Type device equals C colon backslash.
What? Where?
Type device equals C colon.
Not
backslash.
All multimedia computers are easy to use.
Type edit A colon backslash.
Edit a colon?
No, edit A colon. A colon.
A colon?
The letter A.
Why is this so complicated?
So if you're looking for a multimedia computer that actually works...
Maybe I just bought the wrong installation program.
Maybe you just bought the wrong computer.
Apple Macintosh is really the only way to go. And right now, there are great prices and financing available on a wide range of Apple computer systems. Just see your authorized Apple Canada dealer today. Macintosh. Multimedia you can use.
Did you keep the receipt?
7:50 at All Oldies 1050 Chum. It's 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. We're coming to you live from Abbey Road Studios. Personally, I don't know if I can take this again. Yes or no? Yes? No?
Yes.
Okay,
oh,
they want to hear
kidding?
It again. Sam recorded a Beatles song here at Abbey Road, we've just heard bits and pieces of it this morning, and I'm thinking, maybe it's just me. Like, maybe I'm judging her.
The only one who loves it. No, Bob, I love it too.
Maybe it's better than I really think. Let's give it another try. Here's Sam singing Get Back.
Get back. Get back. Get back to where you once belong.
Yeah. don't encourage her, for goodness sake.
Oh, man.
Why are you really cooking with that song, Sam?
Thanks.
Wow. And we know
I
how well you cook.
Rhythm.
Not.
Sam, let me just say, we played your song for George Martin.
Yeah.
And this is what he had to say.
Oh, boy. The Get Back, you mean?
Yes.
She should get back. if that was a song, that I didn't hardly recognize it, to be honest, but if I'd heard that in all those years ago, and if that was the first thing I ever heard of the Beatles, maybe I wouldn't have signed them.
Oh, what does he know?
Well, an awful lot more than you do, Sam. 7:52.
10:52. The world is treating me bad.
misery. I'm the kind of guy who never used to cry. The world is treating me bad. Misery. I've lost her now for sure. I won't see her.
Chum, it's 7:53 as we come to you live from London, England, Abbey Road Studio number 2, and that's where they recorded all the songs we're playing for you this morning.
You better know it. Yeah.